USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Today is anticipated to be the year's most hectic day for air travel, with the FAA noting that it is likely to surpass the activity of the same day last year. Airlines for America, a trade group, projects that nearly 40 million travelers will take to the skies during the holiday season. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, to meet with President López Obrador and his team to discuss further actions that can be taken together to address current border challenges.
The administration is under intense scrutiny from both political parties due to a record number of migrant encounters. The special counsel handling the case against former President Trump for alleged election interference is urging the Supreme Court to promptly address Trump's assertions of presidential immunity. Special counsel Jack Smith officially submitted a motion on Thursday seeking a swift resolution. In response, the former president is seeking the federal appeals court to issue the ruling. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot.
Then we're going to say, okay, fine. We're going to ignore whatever results you cook up because we don't think it's fair as long as Donald Trump's off that ballot. So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the state assembly on the 6th.
Colorado Republican Party Chair David Williams spoke with KUSA-TV in Denver. Earlier this week, the Colorado Supreme Court invalidated Trump's candidacy in the state. The first call in over a year between high-ranking military officials from the U.S. and China took place this morning. The conversation involved Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, and his Chinese counterpart, although details of the discussion have not been released. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A mass shooting occurred at Charles University in Prague, claiming the lives of at least 15 people and leaving around 24 others injured. The university is situated near the popular Charles Bridge, a notable tourist destination. Officials have confirmed that the gunman responsible for the attack was also killed. A California law that would ban the carrying of guns in a number of public places starting in January has been temporarily blocked by a federal judge. U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney blocked the law, saying that it conflicts with the Second Amendment and is openly defiant of the U.S. Supreme Court. Winter is coming very soon. Today, December 21st, will be the shortest day of the year in the U.S.
At 10:27 p.m. Eastern Time, the nation's winter solstice begins, marking the official start of the winter season. Daylight becomes so brief at this time because the sun hangs so low in the sky relative to the rest of the year. On Friday, the days will start getting longer again, bit by bit. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Comedian Joe Coy is set to host the 2024 Golden Globes, marking his inaugural hosting role for a major award show. Known for his roles in films such as Haunted Mansion and Easter Sunday, as well as 5 stand-up specials on Comedy Central and Netflix, Coy expressed that the opportunity to step onto the Golden Globe stage will be extra special. It's a moment for him to make his Filipino family proud. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.